Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. It's been a jam-packed show. And as you can tell, we talk about money, the business of all things, and ultimately how it affects our pockets, our wealth, and, dare I say it, even our behavior. Well, that's where we're deep diving into now by taking a look at what we as South Africans have been purchasing in the country. If you paid attention to the latest retail sales figures, you would have known that we would have seen an uptick in South Africa. Coupled with that, on Tuesday earlier this week, we spoke about the fact that online retail sales have also increased, now contributing to at least 10% of overall retail sales in South Africa. That also speaks to the 5.6% surge we saw in South Africa's retail sales for the month of July. But when we speak retail, retail is wide, it's broad, it's big. But what does it tell us about the FMCG sector, the fast-moving consumer goods sector? This is where you and I would typically pick up items that might involve food, cleaning items as well for our homes, essentially goods that we would tend to refurbish, or not refurbish, but refill and stock up on a monthly or weekly basis. To help us unpack this theme for tonight, we're joined by Consumer Panel Services Lead at NIQ South Africa. That is Lane Klopper. Lane, thank you so much for your time this evening, ma'am, and your patience with us. It's been a busy show tonight, but looking forward to having you and the details and insights you'll share with us.
Thanks, Gugu. It's so good to be here. Thank you to you and Kaya Biz for having us.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, right? When we take a look at Nielsen IQ or NIQ South Africa, you've recently released the latest State of the Retail Nation analysis. And this is for the first half of 2025. I like the title. I like the data. I love the insight. But tell us why everyone else needs to like this, because this really sets the tone and the theme for our behavior as South Africans, what it is we choose to do with our money, essentially.
Yes, for sure. So just to throw some numbers at you real quick, we saw value growth in the first half of the year of 7.4%, followed by unit growth of 7.2%. So very interesting to see that, because we're able to now see that consumers are actually purchasing more, and it's not only driven by inflation. We know that there is a lot of pressure on consumer wallets at the moment, but people are purchasing more. And that's really good, considering the fact that last year we were slightly flat, or even slightly down actually, on unit sales coming through.
And let's contextualize this, right? Because FMCG goods really covers a wide plethora of goods that we would pick up from our grocery stores. And maybe let's touch on that just as a refresher, and then take a look at some of the sector insights regarding tech and durables and a few other spaces where we've seen declines.
Perfect. So, we've got beverages in our read, as well as liquor. Liquor is one that's performing really well at the moment. It's a 63 billion rands worth of sales that we've seen in the first half of the year, and has grown by 7.5% as well. Snacking and tobacco are performing really well within sales. Households tend to really love these categories. Mm-hmm. Snacking has had double-digit growth, followed by tobacco growing almost 20% in volume this year so far. Food is also up. We've seen food, which is by far our biggest category that we read, of course. Mm-hmm. It's about 117 billion rands worth of sales that we've seen this year so far. And that has gone up both 6% in value and volume. So across the board, we really are seeing that unit and volume sales ticking off quite nicely.
If I had to summarize this, Jish, we love our food, we love our liquor, we love our tobacco, we love snacks. And we definitely
pretty much
spending on them. I can imagine how much more heightened that's going to be now that we're in the last quarter of the year, heading to the festive season. But something that's also quite interesting when I read through the data even further is of the food that we're purchasing, private label growth has actually increased. And that's quite telling, because it means that we're looking for what could be the more affordable alternative that just doesn't have the brand name attached to it.
Yes, look, consumers are all about value for money, right? And that is what private label is really doing well at offering consumers in South Africa at the moment. There used to be a stigma around private label, and that has really gone away within consumers, because we're seeing a wide range of private label, from more economic offerings to some premium offerings within private label as well. In the first half of this year, private label has grown by 7.5%, which is slightly lower compared to half half one last year. So there is a little bit of a challenge or a little bit of competition between our branded goods and our private label goods, very healthy competition between the two, forcing the brands to ultimately do a lot of promotions. So South Africa, of all the markets that we read across Nielsen IQ, is one of the most price sensitive markets in both regular price, which is why private labels do very well, but also in promoted price. And that is why this little bit of competition between the branded and the private label goods are forcing a lot of promotions, and that is something that South Africans really tend to lead towards.
This is really telling around the decisions and consumption spending that we are prioritizing. In terms of purchases as well, I do see in your report it highlights trading trends towards purchasing in bulk. And I think that also tells us quite a lot, that we're either becoming very savvy in spotting the discounts and retailers are rewarding us for it, or we're just pooling together with our friends and loved ones to make sure that we do buy at scale and then distribute it amongst our own communities.
Yeah, that's right, Gugu. There's always a mixed bag when we have a look at this. So on average, we do see that a lot of households and consumers are leaning towards bulk buying because of the fact that the volume price per unit essentially is a little bit more affordable for them. But there are also consumers that are down trading into smaller pack sizes because they don't really want to, you know, if you go into a shop and pay for a big pack of toilet paper, it's quite expensive at certain times of the month, you know, so you'd want to go and down trade into what you can afford at the time. But definitely that value offering in the bulk is really doing well in the market at the moment.
Got you. So we're buying our food, we're buying our drink, we love the snacks as well, together with the tobacco, and we're buying in bulk. But looks like we're not buying as many TVs, cell phones and other big devices. What do the numbers reveal here?
Yes, so with our tech and durable, we do see that for the first half of the year, it is down in both value and volume. And that's mainly driven by our telecom sector within smartphones, right? So telecom sector is about 54% of the spend in tech and durables, and smartphones have seen a big knock. This is down by about 8% in half one and almost down by 10% in terms of units being sold. So what we do find consumers are saying is that upgrade urgency isn't driving the growth that we're seeing within that smartphone sector. There are a lot of cheaper brands available as well that suit South African pockets a lot better. We know that the very premium phones come with a very hefty price point that is completely unaffordable to a lot of people. And these cheaper brands are offering similar features within their devices. But we do find that software updates are no longer needed as regularly. You don't need to get a brand new phone every time there's a software update. And that is what's ultimately reducing that repurchase rate that we're seeing coming through within the smartphones.
It's funny you say that. It reminds me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine, and he was telling me about the Nothing phone. And I was like, no such thing exists. and he literally pulled it. I was like, look here, just research this. There literally is a Nothing phone. So interesting you mentioned those dynamics, that consumers right across the income spectrum are actually looking at more affordable ways of accessing technology and big, durable items. What I'm intrigued by as well, I guess, Lane, is just the reality of where we're headed to, especially given the fact that I've highlighted Black Friday's coming up, the festive season's around the corner. Following that, it will be back to school and back to university and all the craze that comes with starting a new year. That obviously influences our spending habits as well as South African consumers. What does your outlook look like for the short to medium term?
Look, it is always promising towards the end of the year because there's a lot of frenzy around Black Friday, which always does quite well. And we know that December period is always very big. Within the tech and durable side, last year's Black Friday was the biggest that we've seen in a very long time. Ooh. So we do expect tech and durables to do well. Within food and, you know, your household consumable items, what we do find is that households are eating out less frequently because there's more value in eating at home than spending quite a lot of money on a meal out. In-home entertainment is ticking up quite nicely within South Africa. So definitely bringing those goods home we should see some nice growth coming through as well for that in-home consumption. Just another interesting statistic, Gugu. So a few years ago, just before COVID, households were shopping around 6 times per month on average.
Ooh.
And 6 times per month, it sounds like a lot, I know.
It does.
And that has tapered down. For half one, it was around 3.8 trips per month on average. So there's a lot less opportunity for brands, manufacturers to capture that consumer's attention in store. So that's something that's always important for manufacturers and retailers to pay attention to, is how often people are shopping and how much opportunity you have to capture them.
I'm so intrigued by this data, and I'm assuming because we were spending time, more time at home during COVID, probably eating more, consuming more, baking more, that's why we had more trips. Is that part of the rationale behind the dip in the numbers?
Look, we are creatures of habit, so we have created that habit of not going to the shop as frequently. We do see that there is a big return to normal as well, right? It takes some time to break those habits, and a lot more companies we find are no longer having that hybrid work from home and go to the office approach. A lot of people are going back to the office a lot more. So where their shopping is changing, and it's more convenient for them to go and have that quick stop in at a shop on their way home, which could increase those trips again. So in June, we did see a higher amount of trips compared to the rest of the year. And that leads me to another very interesting statistic that we see, is that traditional trade is actually picking up quite nicely. And that speaks to the fact that households or consumers are out and about and shopping, but they're looking for that convenience aspect as well.
Traditional trade, does that incorporate apps, online shopping at all, e-commerce?
So the e-commerce we would read in our modern trade number. So anytime you go into a brick and mortar store, one of your main banners, or shop on, you know, the likes of Checkers 6060 or Pick and Pay ASAP, that would be recorded in modern trade. Traditional trade is mainly your spazas, your little independent stores that we see that big growth coming from.
Got you. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Lane. Really appreciate the insights you shared with us today. And I'll be looking at consumers differently now when I people watch and look at what people
do. You tend to, for sure. Once you have some data, it really helps open your eyes up.
Right, exactly. So if you see me staring at someone's basket or trolley at the till, it's not judging the items. I'm just looking. Are they buying private label? Interesting. It aligns with the data. If they aren't, are they buying food? Are they buying drinks? What items are they buying? Because that actually speaks to the data that we see coming through in these numbers. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Lane.
Thanks, Gugu. Have a good evening.
Fantastic. That's Lane Klopper, Consumer Panel Services Lead at Nielsen IQ South Africa, on the back of the release of their State of the Retail Nation analysis, largely looking at traditional trade. So as you've heard, it gives us an idea as to what's being purchased in Super Reds, Spaza shops, as well as taverns. So the big players that typically do sell some goods in bulk, and giving us an understanding of what it is that we're buying when it comes to the FMCG space. Aika, it's very clear. The data is telling us we buy food. That's gone up by more than 66%. We love our snacks. That's up by 99.3%. Liquor up by 7.5%. And tobacco up by 16.2%. So very telling in terms of our consumption trends that we do see in South Africa. Bear in mind, these kind of figures are very important because they do help us understand where growth, especially from a consumer spending point of view, is coming from in our economy. There's no shortage of us actually deciding to walk into the stores, pick up goods and items. And that in itself does contribute to the movement and flow of money in the economy. So, yeah, people watch, look at trolleys, look at your own. And hopefully you'll get a better perspective as to how this aligns with the data we've just discussed.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.